Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. You know, I'm a little fired up over that Jay Hill conversation. Because this is, and maybe, I don't know, man, this could get us down an ugly path in a hurry. And then I'll have to send out an email apologizing for something I said to the staff. Hey, don't do what I did. But it just seems like in the midst of all of this, there have been, like, every state, every community is a little different. And I love the way that Utah's had individual counties with their individual COVID things and all along the and I'm like, let your local authorities, let your local health officials do what they think is best for their individual areas. And that's always been my belief all along, because New York is different than Utah. Utah's different than Wyoming. Like, let people that are involved in the day-to-day operations of their local health departments figure out what's best for them. And it's not always going to be right, but I will always believe let your local authorities handle local issues. Mm-hmm. And so when Jay Hill comes on and says, hey, we've been, because I think they've been at, what, 33, 35% capacity up at Stewart Stadium?
35, I think.
And all of a sudden the NCAA comes in and goes, nope, everybody in the playoffs is going to be at 25%. That's it. Well, not every stadium is the same. Not every health department is the same. Not every COVID numbers are the same. Obviously, if you're in Michigan right now with that state having some issues with COVID, you probably treat things a little different than you would in Utah, where things seem to be quite a bit more under control. And it's not that Utah's been doing anything better than Michigan. It's just the current status of where everything is right now. And to have the NCAA come in and say everybody's at 25%, well, okay, but not every stadium is the same. So you're allowing some schools to get a bigger financial opportunity than other stadiums. Not every health situation is the same with your local health officials and where your community at is with COVID. So if they're saying we don't want anybody to have a distinct advantage over the other, well, it's not like every stadium out there seats 17,000 people or whatever the number is. Like, I really feel like, honestly, that if I'm Weber State, I move my games down to Rice-Eccles so I can have 25% of that big stadium so I can put more people in there. They can all enjoy Weber State football. I know that they'd never do that, but I just feel like it's the dumbest thing when I heard Jay Hill say what the NCAA is doing earlier today.
With the NCAA tournament, the way they're doing it right now, everybody has to travel on Thursday. So you got to be on site the Thursday night before the Saturday game, and then they test everybody Friday morning. And so, you know, that's going to make them have to travel on a little bit of a short week for them. But it's not a huge advantage as far as crowd goes, because the NCAA has limited every stadium in the playoffs to 25% capacity.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it has nothing to do with the locale.
Yeah.
You know, we could actually put more fans in our stands, but the NCAA is limiting us.
This is ridiculous to me. Yeah, in a climate where universities need department funding and every penny they can get their hands on, and to have Weber State for the first time in school history have an outright conference championship and get first round a performance at home and to limit ticket sales, it just seems like it goes directly against what the NCAA is there for.
Yeah, I said, it's not my place to comment on exactly how or why they do things. I don't know the behind the scenes things of, you know, potential lawsuits or the spread of COVID. And you guys know all along through this whole thing, it's been a frustration of mine, and not necessarily the way I envision things going, but, you know, that there's much smarter people out there in the world than me that make, you know, much more important decisions.
Yeah, honestly, and that's Jay taking the high road. I think Jay deep down knows that this is really, really stupid. Am I making a big deal out of this?
No, you're not. This is a head-scratcher to me, and it goes much deeper. If anybody's like, well, we're talking about Weber State, it goes way deeper than that, because – And I know people know that I've got an axe to grind with the NCAA. But even if I set that axe down for a second and I just take an outside look at what these universities are dealing with, everybody needs to understand there's inflated athletic numbers. You've got athletes that have come back. They've taken up an extra year of eligibility. They are extending extra university costs and expenditures towards those athletes to keep them fed, to keep them in class, to keep them on scholarship. And they're trying to fund what happened throughout this COVID situation. And as Scotty so well put, every community has dealt with it differently. Right now, Utah is on top of vaccinations, and we're doing a great job of limiting the spread. I'm even watching the NBA, one of the most restrictive leagues that you can think about. And the NBA is like, do what you can to go make the money that you can make, because that's where we're at right now.
I mean, the NBA has been great in letting local teams handle their local business.
Exactly, because, Scotty, they know the expenditures. They know the cost to run business is so high. And we know that the NBA, out of every league, has had the most restrictions. They've been the most COVID conscious. They've done everything they can to limit it and be really careful with their fans. But even they are – and they obviously – they want there to be some – what do you call it? Fan continuity.
They want
there to be some level of equal competition. But they're telling communities, go make the money that you can make. Weber State needs to make the money that they can make. They won the right to have a first round game in their own stadium. And the NCAA is like, oh, so your community would allow you right now to have 50% attendance? No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's 25.
You know, that's taken $350,000 right out of their hands.
Yeah. Like, I hated it when the Pac-12 did it. Pac-12, you know, in the fall said, look, if none of our stadiums can have fans, or if one of our stadiums, and looking at California at the time, can have fans in the stands, none of you can. And then at the end of the year, they lightened it up and let some family members in. But it was a joke then. It's a joke when people try to have a mass rule over different areas of the country and different stadiums, let individuals choose what's best for them. Look, if the Jazz play the Lakers in an NBA series and the Jazz maybe at that point are at 50%, maybe more, who knows where we're at that point. And the Lakers are still at 15% or 10%, that'll be a massive advantage for the Jazz. There's no doubt about it. However, the NBA is not going to be like, you know what, we got to make this even for everybody. No. Absolutely not. These athletic departments need to survive. These professional teams need to survive. And if they're allowed to make some money, they've got to go out and do it. And you got to let them do their thing. You got to let them make their big boy decisions for themselves.
Well, what sucks is, and I don't know if we're all looking around like, oh, well, it doesn't matter anyways, because we're going to have all kinds of bailouts. And somebody will bail them out. Somebody will take care of them. And it's like, no, let us take care of ourselves. We have an opportunity to make money.
Yeah.
Fans want to come to these games. You know, we haven't even talked about what this does to the Weber State fans.
I know.
There is going to be 8,000, maybe 10,000 fans that maybe could have attended that game.
Yeah.
That won't be able to attend. Maybe 5,000 to 8,000.
Well, I would say that stadium seats like 15,000, I want to say. 15,000, 17,000. So
I thought it was 22 or
no. So I would say you're probably looking at maybe 2,000.
So let's say it's just 2,000.
Yeah.
2,000 Weber State fans that would happily pay $35 for a ticket to go out and watch that playoff game. It's just over 17,000.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, It feels criminal, and it also is just the that's not fair mentality in society. And it reminds me of it's a pouting that's not fair. Fold my arms and well they can't have it. Then nobody can have it. I just can't stand that mentality.
So 35%. So Lloyd said it's just over 17,000. So 35% of 17,000 is about 5,900 people.
Okay,
that's where they've been at. You drop it down to 25%, it's at 4,200. So that's about 1,700 fans that were going to be able to be at your stadium for a playoff game that won't be.
And I wonder, there's a bit of me that wonders if they would have expanded it from 35% and good. Opened it up just yeah. a touch more.
But 40% how much, or how so. Much, how much do you think they charge for a ticket?
$35.
You think so?
Yeah, $35-$40.
Should we just go 30 just to be on the safe side?
Sure.
Just to be, I mean, that's $51,000 right there.
That's ridiculous.
In lost revenue.
Off of one home game.
I mean, 51,000 might not maybe a minute drop in the bucket for, you know, BYU or Utah, but for Weber State, that's a salary for an assistant coach of one of your sports
for the year.
For the year, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel sick for the university that they lose that opportunity. I feel sick for the fans that they lose that opportunity, and I continue to have disdain and lose respect for the governing body of collegiate sports. Just despicable.
Hey, and look, I'm not wise enough on soccer to really break it down. I was thinking maybe later in the week calling our buddy Trey Fitzgerald to talk about what's going on over in Europe.
Yeah.
With the European Super League
I've seen
kind
that.
Of breaking off and forming something new.
It's not good.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
that's going to devastate leagues.
It's
going to devastate.
It's really horrific. Uh-huh. With that said, though, I do think that that's something that I think there's a lot of SEC schools, a lot of Power 5 schools that have looked at that. And look, it's been going on for far more than longer than this, but they're like, we're tired of this NCAA. Screw it. Let's go find our own thing. Let's do our own thing.
We'll build our own covenants and
we'll
separate.
And yep.
We'll make millions and we'll cut them out.
Yep.
I'd love to see it.
Well, I'd love to see it based on who's there and who's not.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if Utah gets left out, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
If BYU gets left out, I don't want to see that.
And had to just remain in the body.
What's that?
And had to remain under the NCAA.
Yeah. I mean, I could see, you know, especially the way the football is being played out west right now. If you've got the ACC and the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12, and they're like, hey, let's cherry pick some of our best schools, build something up. And they're like, well, should we get somebody in the West Coast? They're like, no. Maybe USC. Maybe Washington.
I still think that there is an undercurrent of athletes that are probably quietly gaining traction with each other to continue to protest a lot of things. Remember, right before COVID hit, do you remember the Stand Together thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember the Stand Together thing got really serious for a minute. Now, then it was like, hey, look, we'll shut this all down. I mean, what are you talking about, Stand Together? Like, we're losing games because of a virus, which is much more important than anything that you're interested in. And they shut up really quickly, and nobody stood together after that. But I do think that college athletes are going to continue to band together and try to build a voice of, hey, we'll sit out. We just won't play. How does that sound for you? Until we get our way, we won't play. And I don't know how that ends.
I don't know if you can break that. Like, you know, we talk about the UFC where when you have some people that are trying to band together to do something and then, but you've got a bunch of hungry dudes that are like, I'll do whatever you want. Let's go.
Well, I think in a college football locker room, if you get 10 or 12 of the most influential veterans in that locker room to be vocal, they'll tell freshmen and sophomores to shut their mouth and do what they're told because it's for the better good. And you can get a locker room leaning one way pretty quickly if you get the interest of 10 or 12 of the most influential voices.
By the way, a little bit of breaking news. As we mentioned yesterday, Utah State snagging a couple players from UMBC. Utah has now snagged a couple players from Utah State. Raleigh Wooster is now, you know, as we mentioned, announced last week, he's on his way to play for Utah. Now Marco Anthony is now on his way to the University of Utah. So you've got Raleigh Wooster and Marco Anthony now on that Utah basketball team. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. Time to welcome in Chris Camrani, staff writer for The Athletic.
I know it's a broken record, and it has been for a decade, but when you look at the makeup of these Utah teams since they entered the Pac-12, the one position that has basically held this team back has been the lack of elite quarterback play. If you're going to go to Vegas for the Pac-12 championship game, and if you're going to win and potentially go to a Rose Bowl, you have to have elite quarterback play. Utah's offense is going to have to shoulder the load. The defense, more often than not, is always going to be able to hold up its end of the bargain. But for me, it's always going to come back to quarterback play. Can Charlie Brewer, can Cam Rising get these guys to Las Vegas? And if so, can they take them even further?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
What time is it?
It's half past the hour and time to talk Utah Jazz.
Oh, Donovan!
This is your Jazz at 30 update, presented by Syringa Networks. Working from home or with a hybrid workforce? Get a powerful IT partner with Syringa Networks. Call 385-420-7881 or visit syringanetworks.net.
Ring the 30-point bell.
After missing the first game against the Lakers, Rudy Gobert and Mike Conley both back in the lineup last night. Both made 28 minutes and 30 seconds and both had 14 points. Rudy also added 10 rebounds as well as 2 assists and 2 block shots on the night as the Jazz get the victory over the Lakers, 111-97. Jazz have the night off before taking on the Houston Rockets coming up tomorrow. That's your Jazz at 30 update presented by Syringa Networks right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hands, we're out and about today here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket, the big green building. Come by and say hi. We're in the, what is this, the Murray location?
Murray location.
About 5700 South State Street.
Yep. You'll see it, the big green building, just right here off State Street, as Scotty mentioned. Come and see us. We do have jazz gear on the table. We've got few different kinds of hats, like 7 different kinds of shirts. We still have jazz jerseys. If you want to come in and grab a jazz jersey, and by the way, free. Just come pick a piece off the table. Any piece of Utah jazz gear, free off the table. First come, first serve. Please keep it to one per individual. But remember,
or Johnny will chase you down.
Yeah. But remember, the big green buildings saving you thousands upon thousands. This is my family. When you buy a used car from Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket, you're buying a car from my family. Travis Johnson, Mr. Generous, is like a brother to me. 10-plus years in business together. I've been advertising for these guys. I can't tell you how many hundreds of listeners have bought cars from Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket and have enjoyed the process and enjoyed their experience and have told me how they felt about their experience. I've got your back. Scotty's got your back. 1280 The Zone has your back when you buy from Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. And then I know I can say that because I know Travis Johnson has my back. Travis wants you to have a great experience. So come give us a try. $3,500 over Kelley Blue Book. If you bring it in, we'll buy your car. No questions asked. We can do it in 15 minutes.
We originally thought it was $3,000, and then our guy Sam came over here and said $3,500.
Yeah, Sam decided he's going to add $500 on here at the Murray location. I don't know if that's the same at every location. If you want to bring it down here to the Murray location and ask for Sam, you might get $500 more than you get anywhere else. But
I mean, you go to any building you want, but you come down here, we're going to give you some jazz gear, and then Sam's going to kick in an extra $500 on your trade-in.
That's right. That's right. That's on him. To make sure
I like how you just keep like, that's on him.
That's on him.
Travis, you listening. That was Sam who did that, not us.
Well, I just don't want to get a call from Doug because Doug's always listening. He's like, hey, so I really appreciate your love and energy and passion for us, but sometimes you overstep your bounds. I've done that a few times. I get my hand slapped. Travis laughs it off. And
usually it's Travis that says it, and then Doug's like, why did you do that?
Yeah,
Doug, like, well, it was Travis.
Doug slaps Travis's hand.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. The good. How about Steph Curry continuing to blow it open? He had 49 points, 20 of them in the fourth quarter, and the Warriors get a 107-96 victory over the 76ers, becoming the first player in NBA history aged 33 years or older to score 30 points or more in 11 straight games. The guy he passed? Some guy named Kobe Bryant.
Kobe scored at least 30 in 10 straight games, December 2002. So right now, listen to this. This is what Steph Curry is averaging. 39.9 points, 6.6 rebounds, and 4.3 assists in a 10-game stretch so far through the month of April. That's almost 40-point average with 6.6 rebounds. Plus, he'll get around the court. I mean, Golden State, they try not to make it too easy for teams to get out there and score. So he's gone 10 for 17 from long range through this last game, and he's hit 54 three-pointers through the last six games. Not attempted. He's made 54 three-pointers in the last six games. By the way, what is the Jazz record for threes made in a game? Is it eight?
What do you mean?
Or a Jazz player record that a single Jazz player has made in a game?
I'm not sure on that.
Lloyd, do you remember? Was it eight?
That I'm not sure. I know the record for a team was like 28. It was either 27 or 28. But on a player, I'm not sure.
Boy, I saw that number not too long ago, and I thought it was eight or nine. If it's way more than that, I apologize. But Steph's got a few games of 10 plus under his belt this year alone, made threes.
You know what? It might be. Okay, this is a while ago though. So this may have. I'm just doing a quick Google search, and this was from 2016, Jeff Hornacek had eight, and he shared, at least at that point, the record with Rodney Hood, who had eight in a game.
Who had eight in a game.
Yeah.
Eight is the number I remember.
It was interesting to see Hood hit eight in a game like that.
Our boy, it's always good to see Hood.
All right, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
I couldn't believe this story when it came out this morning. Again.
I couldn't tell if you were joking because I couldn't believe it either because we've seen it so many times.
I know. It's just like this just goes to show if you've got talent and you can help team win games, chances are you're going to have a job.
Is he a Raider? Was he a Raider for a minute?
Aldon Smith. Did he play for your Raiders, Lloyd?
He was there for a second, and then I think he went to jail.
All right. This is what I'm going to say.
I don't even think he suited up ever.
All right, this is what I'll say. Cops in Louisiana are on the hunt for former Raider Aldon Smith. They say the new Seahawk pass rusher committed a second-degree battery at a coffee shop in New Orleans. That just happened over this weekend, Scotty. And according to a wanted bulletin from St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office, Smith committed the crime while at the French Press Coffee House near Home Depot in Chalamet. Officials say that the entire incident has now been captured on video, that they have confiscated the video, and it's pretty brutal. He's 31 years old. He was a star for the Dallas Cowboys just last year, but I think more well-known as a Raider. He just signed a one-year.
Or a Niner, whichever.
More Raiders.
It's debatable.
I definitely know him as a Raider. I'll come clean. When Aldon Smith was on his game, he was
unblockable.
Unblockable.
Yeah.
But this has to be third, fourth, fifth arrest. I don't know.
Well,
fifth, sixth arrest.
And as you mentioned, he signed that one-year contract last week to play for the Seahawks.
Just last week.
Last week. He signs a one-year contract. And I guarantee with his history, there was nothing guaranteed on that contract. They were giving him a chip and a chair.
No, that's now, a good point.
And I'm sure it was for many, many, many millions of dollars, but it was also, I'm sure, we can cut you at any given moment and you're done.
Now, the only team that had any guarantees for him was the Raiders. I think he took him for like 3 years.
The Raiders are like, you've got three arrests? Jeez,
we'll give you a guaranteed year for every arrest you have.
Oh, my gosh. I it bums me out because he's a fantastic talent, but no. He's a pure criminal. I do think that this is the last straw.
Yeah, I do too.
I think this is it, especially if the video does show him truly beating this victim to a bloody pulp, which, according to eyewitnesses, that's the case. Second-degree felony, assault.
All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Houston Rocket player Sterling Brown, the victim of a late-night attack on Sunday, suffered injuries to his face. The 26-year-old Brown says he does not know who ran up to him on Sunday evening. Here's the statement from the Rockets. Last night, Sterling Brown was the victim of an assault. He has no prior knowledge or interaction with the assailants. He suffered facial lacerations and will make a full recovery. Sterling is not playing tonight because of his prior knee injury. Happened outside a Miami nightclub on Sunday night, according to Shams. During the incident, Brown was hit in the head with a bottle, but is expected to make a full recovery.
So facial lacerations, I don't know what that means. I don't know how bad they are, how deep they are, but hit in the face with a bottle. Says that he didn't know or have any idea who the person was that hit him. Probably going to have a difficult time finding him. My guess is it is outside of a nightclub, so you're going to have video of this.
I would hope so.
There had to have been witnesses that know.
Okay. All right. I don't want to.
I know. Something happened.
A bottle just comes out of nowhere. Just you have no idea what's going on, and all of a sudden somebody cracks you on the back of the skull with a bottle.
Something happened. Oh, if for instance, the Aaron Donald story that we reported on last week. Remember the guy posted pictures of his face and all kinds of bubbles and swelling, and he says, "Man, I all he did was brush by him." Well, video shows it was much different. It was a much different event.
Yeah,
that led to what happened. I can't remember the final story on that. In fact, I'll dig it up and see if we can get you an update on the Aaron Donald story from last week. But it's always more than, I don't know. I didn't do anything. I don't know what happened. No, I'm not saying he's in the wrong. Maybe it was just a verbal thing. And look, a couple of verbal insults shouldn't lead to a bottle being smashed across your face. That's still criminal. Why would somebody just bash a bottle across his face?
I know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you know, look, you have people that'll, you know, call into work and say, like, hey, I just got assaulted. And you're like, well, what happened? Like, I don't know what happened. I just got beat up. Like, okay. That stuff just doesn't happen. There's a reason for stuff. More often than not.
I know. I know. So I'm sure that the Rockets will do their due diligence. You know, they're in South Beach. I believe that that's why Sterling Brown was there. Be my guess.
I would assume so.
I thought he was on the. I thought he was injured. Didn't you mention that he was injured?
Yeah, he's got a knee injury. Yeah.
Oh. But he was there with the team. Got smashed across the face while on the road trip.
All right.
There's always a reason.
Always a reason. There's always something there. Hands and Scotty. Coming up next, Whole World News straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated.
I've been working on something on the Jazz and how they have kind of put things together since last March. And I don't think there was a team in the league that got more value out of the bubble than the Utah Jazz. On a personal level, reconnecting after all the things that happened in March was valuable. And I think on a professional level, how they played and the confidence it gave them was valuable. They didn't walk away from that Denver series feeling down. It hurt, but most of those guys walked away from that Denver series thinking, we can be great. I think it's been a real springboard for what they're doing this year.
Catch the Big Show
weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You've got the whole world.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you are all well. Love Johnny. Brought the guitar to the remote today, too. An old Les Paul.
Nice one. Man. I saw you strumming some chords. I saw your finger placement.
Yeah, I just know a few chords. Back in the day.
Somebody had to teach Jake the cello.
Not me. I had nothing to do with that.
Nothing?
No, not a thing. Okay. That was way above my my layer of expertise.
Oh, something tells me you set that trend.
I see what you're doing. Knock it off.
That musical talent comes from somewhere.
Yeah. That was his grandma and his mom. All right, with that, let's get to it. Time for Whole World News. Hans.
Whole World News brought to you by EliteWorks. As always, free website rebuilds. All you got to do is call them 844-523-2777. That's 844-523-2777. They'll rebuild your website. They'll make it better. And they're going to do it for free. All right, we're going to go to Wales for Whole World News today.
All right.
There's this woman, her name is Elizabeth Mahoney. She's 89 years old, and she had been in the hospital with COVID-19 for 10 weeks. 10 weeks, Scotty.
Wow.
But Elizabeth Mahoney recovered from COVID-19, and the hospital that she was residing in decided that they were going to take her back to her residence in an ambulance because they wanted to have her all the medical care yeah. around her as they return her to her home. Well, hold on. So.
I don't know. I don't know if I like where this is going.
The daughter of this Elizabeth Mahoney was expecting her to be in this home at a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Well, that time elapsed, and then an hour went by.
Okay.
And then 2 hours went by, and she called her husband that was at the home and said, "Have you seen Mom?" And the husband said, "No, I haven't seen Mom." And she said, would you please give the hospital a call, dear, and see where Mom is?" So he called the hospital, and this is what he had to say about it. He said, "The whole thing was a catalog of errors from start to finish. We'd originally been called at about 1 p.m. on that day and told Mom was on her way home. So my wife went over there to greet her. About an hour later, I rang to see what was happening and was told she still hadn't turned up. Mom had suffered a stroke not so long back, so naturally we were concerned something bad had happened to her. At about 3:40 p.m., I eventually
got... Why is the accent getting more as you keep reading it?
Like, the accent's getting worse.
Ow. Kevin Costner and Robin Hood thinks your accent stinks.
Can I just read through this? I eventually got a call saying she had been taken to her house from Newport, but the details weren't really clear.
You're Irish now.
They apologized, and they told me they're on their way back to pick her up. I just went, "What do you mean? Don't tell me you've left her there." At which point, my sister burst into tears. We are all worried sick. Well, Scotty.
Yes.
They mistook this 89-year-old woman
yeah.
for a 65-year-old patient that had dementia. This woman was telling them, "Hey, I don't think this is my place." Well, they thought that it was a woman with dementia, and they're like,
"Oh, yeah, whatever.
You're a sweet old woman, aren't you?
You're a sweet lass."
It got 50 men. It was 50 if it was a woman.
Can we not worry about my accent? Let me just get through this.
You did this.
So they bring her into this other house, And, you know, they've got the gear on her, you know, to protect her. And the people were like, oh, yeah, bring her in.
Roll her old bones down in here.
They put her in the bed of somebody else's house. Dismissed her comments about being in the wrong house. And they were like, they get a call like over an hour later. And they're like, wait. Who's this? This is Elizabeth Mahoney's son. Oh, well, we just delivered. Give us a minute.
Yeah.
They run back to the home that they delivered her in. They pull mom out of that bed, and they quickly bring her back to son and daughter. And they're like, oh, no, nothing happened.
It's a training exercise.
Well, the son and daughter are like, could you take her back to the hospital and make sure that she's okay? Because I'm sure that this was a traumatic event for mom. And so they did. They took her back to the hospital, and they ran all the checks. He goes on. He says, mom's a very quiet woman anyway and has been on her own since dad died. She did later tell us that she couldn't work out why she was being called by a different name. They were even calling her the name of this other woman. They were kept calling her. She's like, that's my name. And they're like, well, you wouldn't know your name because you have dementia, don't you? And they just put her in this bed of this foreign house. Unbelievable, some of the things that happen in this world.
Oh, man.
That's why we need whole world news.
Yep, that's what we do. That might be one of your better ones.
Can you believe that? Oh, that's a crazy story.
Hey, we're live here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. We still have some Jazz gear. We want you to come down and hang out with us and check out this inventory, too.
Yeah, please. And, you know, we've got an amazing mom that brought her kid down. And, look, bring your kids down. Your kid gets to pick a piece of gear off the Jazz table. And you get to pick a piece of gear off the Jazz table. And Johnny's got plenty of it. We've still got 4 or 5 different kinds of shirts and a Jazz jersey, 3 or 4 different kinds of hats, Jazz hats. Come down and grab a piece of Jazz gear and make sure you grab one of the Jazz flags. Does the Jazz flag count as a piece of – so they can have a flag and a piece of gear.
Yep.
So grab a take note Jazz flag and that the kids can tag up in their room and grab a piece of gear. Come down and see us and obviously take advantage of these amazing deals at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. They're great. You're not going to find a better vehicle for a better price that is insured, that's backed by the Travis Johnson, Mr. Generous Guarantee. We take care of so many different listeners. And I've got your back when you buy from Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke, joins us next.